Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a candidate with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the state and community. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in your state?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Michigan.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, may I please know the year of your birth?
I'm not comfortable giving you all this information. What's this survey for?
It's okay if you can provide me the year. It's okay. Don't worry. We can continue with that. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Go ahead.
I will 100% be voting.
Thank you so much. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
There's a lot. For me, reproductive rights is huge, and a separation between church and state.
Thank you so much. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you so much. Thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for him. Let's start with Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
100%.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the election this November for Congress, if the elections were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would you say Joe Biden, a Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and Republican Party?
Democratic Party and Biden.
Thank you so much. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that the undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
And would you say somewhat agree or strongly disagree? Agree, I'm sorry.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you so much. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Agree. Strongly.
You just say strongly? Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree strongly.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. Let's start with President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. You agree or disagree?
Yes, I agree. I feel like almost that shouldn't even be a question, but agree strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disaster, or other dangerous conditions.
Agree 100% strongly.
Thank you. The next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Agree 100%.
Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. The first one says, a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of them who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. You will be much or less likely to vote for him?
More.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
I mean, I'm already voting for 100%, so I don't know how much more I could, but it would make me happy.
Understand.
The next one. It will make me happy, but he already has my vote.
Understand. The next one says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Will be much more likely to vote for him or somewhat more likely or less likely?
More likely. Oh, okay. Pop into a work meeting. Is there many more of these questions? You can just put much more likely for me because they all sound good. Everything that I went over that you said could be important if there's an act that...
Well, we're almost there in the survey, so what I can do is to read you quickly the questions so pretty much we can continue faster.
Okay.
Okay, a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens who are protected from deportation. Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to the country and who can work in essential jobs to contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers who has lived more than a decade and can contribute to the...
More.
Okay.
More
thank
less.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a program that...
Contribute more.
We're almost there. Yes. We're almost there. A program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers are protected
more
from deportation, more likely. And last one of this one. A program that grants work permits to undocumented who has lived more than 10 years and who can work essential jobs.
More likely.
Thank you so much. I have
a meeting that I have to go to.
Understand. Is there any way that I can call you back later, probably, because we are almost to finish the ceremony, so.
How many more questions are there?
Around 7 or 8 questions.
I mean, sure, you can try calling me back, but it's going to be more likely, and yes, I'm going to be voting for Biden, but these are all really good programs.
I understand, but I need to read the questions just for quality purposes and avoid any type of misunderstood, but I can call you back if you allow me.
About an hour, I should be done.
Okay, I will call you back in an hour. Have a great day.